This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin with the latest coronavirus numbers and their story of a deepening global tragedy. Worldwide, almost 4.5 million cases and more than 302,000 deaths. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies to one degree or another. This in the face of a mounting COVID-19 case count that is well above 1.4 million and a death toll that is approaching 86,000. Among the latest surges in cases, one in state-run homes for aging American veterans. The Government Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog agency, says it will investigate. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of employees, the majority in the states of Florida, California, and Washington. Those who are let go will be added to the rapidly growing list of Americans who are jobless. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Officially put at 14.7%, some economists warn that unemployment and its rate, rather, could reach 25% this month. One bright spot, tens of thousands of American auto industry employees are set to go back to work. Factories have been idle since mid-March. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart its production lines. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help get them back on track. Car sales in April fell by almost 50%. But there are serious concerns that with so many Americans out of work, buying a new car or truck will be impossible for tens of millions of potential buyers. In Europe, where more than 1 million auto workers have been affected by the pandemic, some plants are running at only 40% of capacity. A U.S. government whistleblower dismissed from his leading role in finding a coronavirus vaccine told a House committee Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting COVID-19 and that the window of opportunity is closing. Dr. Rick Bright said there is a pressing need for a coherent national strategy that goes beyond a vaccine. This is VOA News. The best-known American epidemiologist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, this week said if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, the price could be needless suffering and death. Now, local officials in some states are complaining that their governors are guilty of such premature actions. Case in point, Texas, which has suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases. 1,458 and 58 deaths. The governor, Republican Greg Abbott's response, that Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Elsewhere in the world, in Bangladesh, the first appearance of COVID-19 has been reported among the million Rohingya refugees from Myanmar living in overcrowded camps. There is acute anxiety that camp conditions will provide fertile ground for a virus outbreak. Japan is easing its state of emergency in most regions outside Tokyo and Osaka today. Japan has reported about 16,000 COVID-19 cases and just under 700 fatalities. In the Philippines, the fear of spreading the virus put obstacles in the way of evacuating tens of thousands of people from the path of a typhoon that swept through the eastern Philippines midday Thursday local time. Marked by heavy rain and wind, the storm did its worst damage in eastern Samar province. Meanwhile, the country plans to ease its coronavirus restrictions in the coming days, though some areas, including Manila, the capital, will remain on lockdown. The pandemic has so far claimed 790 lives in the Philippines, among almost 8,000 cases. Mexico has announced a record one-day jump in confirmed infections, more than 2,400, raising the total number to about 42,600. The government says the country is facing its most difficult moment of the pandemic. The cost in lives so far in Mexico is nearing 4,500. Crucial Mexican industries, including mining, construction, and auto assembly, are scheduled to reopen early next week. In South America, Colombia is acting to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from hard-hit Brazil. The government is warning residents along its border with Brazil to stay in their homes, except to buy food or get medical care. Colombia's coronavirus death toll is 500+. The number in Brazil is 14,000. In Chile, a general quarantine for Santiago's 7 million people is in effect as authorities try to stem a surge of new infections. There is also a nationwide quarantine for all people over 75. 2,000 fresh graves are being dug in Santiago. Chile's reported 368 COVID-19 deaths with some 37,000 cases. In East Africa, swarms of locusts are wreaking havoc on crops and livestock herds, and millions of people face a devastating loss of food supplies. It is Africa's largest locust invasion in decades. In Kenya, it is the worst in 70 years. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.